Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
What can I say? I want to say a pleasant and a good afternoon to all. It is warm here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, but I do know that many people are not able to tune in today by way of car radio or house radio. I do understand that you will have to call your friends, for those of you who still have some charge in your phone. I'll call them and tell them to go to our website here at guardiantalkradio.com. and tune into the show today, because we are at this time experiencing some technical difficulties in terms of streaming to the entire nation through regular airwaves. We do understand, too, that, you know, you're pretty hot out there. You got to find a way to cool down. Drinking alcohol is probably not the best way to do that. If you're drinking alcohol, it probably will make you more hot. You need to try to find yourself some coconut water. Try to abstain from putting some gin in the coconut water. If you can do the coconut water today, go ahead and drink some regular water, whatever brand is of choice to you. For those of you who are at home, I will then go ahead and beseech you to also go ahead and attempt to go to the beach and get some of that breeze that comes from the northeast or from the southeast and blows upon our shores and keeps you cool. And so I want you all to do that for me today, because I don't need you to overheat. I need you to be at peace with your body, and it kind of gets you irritated. You get miserable, and I just need you to have some relief. Today, I want to deal with an issue. I don't anticipate we'll have too many calls today, as, like I said, the transmission is out. So I'll take my time and speak until such time that we may have some transmission or we may have some calls that comes in. And I want to go ahead and speak about the coveted coat. You know, I am now realizing that as I get older, that there are many people amongst us who desire your coat. Just your coat. And many of you are familiar with the Bible that speaks to the whole idea of a man by the name of Joseph. And in the book of Genesis in the Bible, it speaks of this gentleman by the name of Jacob. And Jacob had a desire, like most men, for a wife. And the story is told that he had looked upon his uncle's daughter, whose name was Rachel. Rachel was the beautiful one. Rachel was the comely one, the one who had the Bahamian Coca-Cola shape, who had the beautiful eyes, who had the right texture hair, who knew how to walk. And if she spoke, she spoke with an essence that magnetized and drew you in. She did have an older sister by the name of Leah. And the Bible says, this is the holy book of the Christians, that Leah was the one who was not so comely. She was the one with the weak eye. She may have been cross-eyed or had one eye bigger than the other or something of the sort. But she was not as appealing to Jacob as Rachel was. And so, like most of us young men, we want a bride. We got to find a way to suck up to the father. This ain't like now when these young men don't approach your house with dignity and respect. You got your pants dropping down and you got your hair unkempt and you look like bad news. Come in there, you're talking this street talk, this gang talk, and you expect a man to say, you can be my son-in-law. That don't work like that, man, especially back in these days. And so when Jacob approached his uncle and says, you know, I have some desire of your daughter. Well, you know, uncle said, if you want her, you got to go ahead and work for me for 7 years. If you work for me for 7 years, since you ain't got no money like that, huh? Work your way through and prove to me that you are a man that I can entrust my daughter to. And the Bible says that the 7 years was a short time for him because of his desire and his love for Rachel. Now, you people know what it means to desire a woman and you have no care, no concern as to what it takes to win her heart over to you, to win her heart in marriage. I'm talking about you decent men in the Bahamas who have decent intentions. You know what to do in order to get what you got to get. And the man worked. The man made sure he did a great job. Every day was a day of success for 7 years. Well, at the end of 7 years, you can imagine what the last few months may have felt like. It may have felt like, you know what? Boy, I just can't wait. Because why? I've already worked 6 years plus, and now I'm about to hit the seventh year. I could only imagine what it would be and mean to have Rachel in my arms all for myself as my wife. But the Bible says that Jacob went ahead and worked the full 7 years. And he said, you know, Unc, I can need that little thing. Just the same way we have elections in this country. We say after all this campaigning we done do, we can need that little thing. And just like the politicians in the Bahamas, many of them, can't say all, but many of them, when you go to get your little thing, They tell you don't work like that. They got to say to you, you know, you did what you're supposed to do, and I appreciate that. But you know, even though I said I would do that for you, you know it don't really work like that. There are some prerequisites to me bestowing that to you that you have left to fulfill. You know the customs. You know the rules. You know the regulations. You know that my hands are tied unless I follow through. Please appreciate what I'm about to say to you. I assumed that the oldest daughter, Leah, would have gotten married first. I just assumed that. I assumed in 7 years' time, someone else would have come and grab her who had money, and she'd have been gone. And then, of course, I would have had no problem giving you Rachel. But no one came for this girl. What do you expect for me as a father and a man to do? Give you the younger one and my oldest one never get married? No, man, she got to go first. So either you find somebody for her, or 7 years has passed and you need somebody, you could take her, but you know you got to wait another 7 years for Rachel. Now, that's your choice. We can wait for somebody else to try to show up and hope that you can still get Rachel, or because your hormones are raging and you want to go ahead and copulate and you want to inseminate and you want to start legacy and purpose and longevity and life, if you want to start now, you got to take Leah. And then we'll work on Rachel next. That's only the decent and sensible thing to do. What say you, brother Jacob, my good nephew? The Bible says that Jacob accepted the proposal. He took Leah, and he would work another 7 years to win over Rachel. Now, imagine all this time you are a man, and you love one particular woman. And I may have to repeat this show tomorrow. I don't know, because this is deeper than deep. I'm going to tell you that right now. You got to call your family, call your friends, call your loved ones. Tell them they got to go ahead on their phone and log into GuardianTalkRadio.com and tune into the show right now, because we're going deep today. You can imagine that while he was so in love, head over heels with Rachel, that he was at the same time making love and making children with Leah. What kind of man is that? Who say you dedicated to a woman in love? You want to be in holy matrimony with her, but because you can't get her right now, you got to go and do somebody else. You got to go make something with someone else. You got to go ahead and start a whole new family with somebody else until such time. Does that sound familiar to you? Is that a reality even right here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? For those of you listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM today, is this something that is ever familiar to you? 7 years mashing corn with a woman you don't love. Is it even possible to make love to a woman you don't love and make children? This in the Holy Bible, this is a book that has been given to us by God. It has been inspired. It has been given to us as a revelation and is showing us that what is happening right now in the Bahamas has always happened throughout the annals of time. This ain't nothing new. You in the bed with the woman, you between the two legs God has given to her, and you mashing corn, but yet your mind on the other side of town. Huh? The woman on the other side of town, no! You on the other side of town mashing the next woman and making children. Because why? Those are her nephews. Every last woman with birth is her nephews. She got to know. But she in herself is still waiting for the 7 year period again in order to marry the man who mashing something else. Man, I want y'all to fix this. I want to know what type of people these is, what type of human beings these people is. You want a man who mashing somebody else? That's what you're telling me? And a woman in the bed getting mashed, she know you ain't into her like that, but she mashing anyhow, knowing that you are mashing sister. My God, somebody got to talk to me, man. I may have to talk with this again tomorrow. And in all of this confusion after winning Rachel after 7 more years, which will be 14 years, we now understand that we have 2 families, one for Leah, one for Rachel. And the first child of Rachel, name was Joseph. This is her favorite child. This his favorite child, because Rachel is his favorite wife. Let's just be real. And so her firstborn is the favorite child. That's the love child. So Jacob said, you know what, for my good son, not that he didn't have 10 more, he got 10 more with the other woman. My good son, I can make him a coat of many colors. A coat of many colors. And his coat was different than everybody else's coat. This same Joseph was given an inspiration as a firstborn, as if he had a particular birthright that the first son of Leah would have had, that he spoke in terms that could only be that of the heavens above. And he says, you know, I had a dream that I was in a field and all of these sheaves, and I was in the middle and all the sheaves bowed down to me. All the sheaves. It's 12. But I'm number 11. But the other 11, y'all bow to me. And then you come back and talk about the stars and how you bow down to him. And so you bring in some serious contention amongst the brethren now to say, well, hold a minute, man. We older than you. Our mother was married to our father before you. We had the birthright before you. And you come talking this skullduggery about how we are going to bow down to you. Now you come showing off in your fancy coat. Daddy didn't show us. He ain't on our run. He on yours. So if you think we're going to bow down today, you got another thing coming. So the Bible says that they conspired against him for his coat. I'm trying to say to you all today that the Father of heaven and earth has looked down upon you here in the Bahamas and chosen you as his love child. The one that he's willing to create a coat for. A coat of many colors. A coat that will be coveted amongst the brethren abroad. A coat that says to me that your birth in and of itself is nothing short of a love experience that will endure throughout the annals of time. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take. This love has to produce a person like you. And you have been produced. You have been called. You've been purposed. You've been energized. You've been put forward. And now people are looking at you like, how the hell did he get that car? How the hell did he get that house? How the hell did he get that wife? How the hell did he get those beautiful children? How the hell did he get all that real estate? How the hell did he get that job? They mad with you. They got to conspire against you to bring you down. And so that which is most precious, which is the symbol of your essence, the symbol of your uniqueness, the symbol of how much of a blessing you are and how special you are, they got to take that from you. So they take your coat of many colors. Your coveted coat is what I'm talking about. And they got to see you coming from afar off, and as they have conspired, the plot has already been laid. We're going to take this gentleman and we're going to kill him. If you believe, if you are a progressive individual right now, a person who is doing well, a person who is successful, a person who's moving forward, that there are not people who has the mindset that they want you gone at all costs, then the devil is a liar. They want you gone. They don't want you nowhere around. If you pick up on the plane right now, Bahamas Air, American Airlines, JetBlue, any one of those airlines, and you say, you know what, I'm out of here, I'm moving to Canada, I'm moving to America, you know what they say to you? So long, sucker. Glad you're gone. We got Bahamian people right here, right now, who would be so glad you gone, because why? They figure if you gone, they could get what you had. That's how they go. If they can't have yours, they'd rather you be gone so it could become available to somebody else. This is the coveted coat. And they took his coat and they dipped it in blood to show that he had been ravaged by a wild animal and told the father, he's gone. Oh, he's gone. We ain't kill him, though. We'll throw you in the pit. They'll sell you into slavery. They will allow the universe to beat you to a pulp. That's your own brother. Got the same daddy. But as far as they're concerned, because you believe you are so blessed, that you are so special, that you are so anointed, that you are so appointed, they got to squash you. They got to finish you. They got to mash you up and tear you apart, scatter you abroad to make sure there's no DNA evidence of you ever to be seen again on the face of this planet. That's what they want to do to you. That's what the Bible says. But I say to you, what men do not understand, especially evil men that conspire, that even though we may lose our coat of many colors through whatever device that has been originated or whatever device has been constructed, by dipping it in the blood, they do not understand, Chris, that they have dipped that blessing that was given to you into the symbolic blood of Jesus Christ. I try to say something to y'all. They don't understand that in their effort to diminish you and tear you down, that all they're simply doing is establishing you and building you up. They don't know. They can't see that coming. When you went into Potiphar's house, you became a great man. You became the one who was in charge of the affairs as a butler in the house of Potiphar, in so much that even Potiphar's beautiful wife, sexy wife, tantalizing wife, luscious lips, bodacious hips, she had it all going on, could look at you and say, ho, 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 that's the type of man I want. She don't want the big man who run things, who own things. She want you because there is an anointing on you. Now you got to run for your life because you know Potiphar find out what he can do to you. She then accused you, and now you end up in jail. False accusation. How many people in jail falsely accused? Innocent man in jail because a woman say so. How much are y'all in jail for that? Let me hear that. How much y'all in jail because someone say you were somewhere, you did something, and you know you wasn't there? Does that happen today too? Of course it does. But in all that he has gone through and all that you are going through, someone will remember you. Someone will come and say, remember Joseph. Remember Garth. Remember Chris. Remember Ephraim Jones. Remember Walter Hanschel. Remember these people. Remember Howard Grant. Remember Dwight Strawn. Remember Shanique Miller. Remember Leslie Miller. Remember Chris Pettiman. Remember Wally Ferguson. Remember, remember, remember. Remember the owners of Guardian 96.9 FM. Remember those people who God has anointed and appointed and sent forth that no matter how you try to strip them, they're going to go exactly where God would have them to be. You can't stop that. I don't care what you do, because last time I checked, I asked somebody the other day, where's Anna Nicole buried? They said, over there at Lakeview Cemetery. I said, where? They said, I don't know. Don't care how important you thought you was. Ain't no one gonna remember you. You can't take nothing to the grave with you. Whether you were CEO, CFO, COO, you was president, you was in the Senate, you was in cabinet, you was prime minister, you was a member of parliament, you was senator, no matter what you think these lofty things are, I get it. We appreciate these people. We say we respect them for their responsibility. But ask them, when the ceramic cup is gone, everybody gets a styrofoam cup. Everybody gets a styrofoam cup. Because you're not that important. The role you play is important, but nobody really likes you. We all suffer from the same fate. The world wants to show us hate when it should be showing us love. It's just the way it is. Joseph didn't do anything to deserve the hatred that he got. But it became a natural thing to cast him down. Now, you know how the story ended with Joseph becoming the governor over Egypt, and how the brothers had to come to him and bow down to him in order to get food to take home to their father in Midian, their father Jacob. This ain't no joke. When you are purpose, my friends, no matter how people may covet what you are and what you present, God still has a plan for you. Do not be dismayed. Now, if they want to test God, let them go ahead and test God. You got to keep your head up high, your shoulders up high, and thank God for the health that you have today, the strength that you have today, knowing that God will bring you through. That's just the testimony. That's the way it is. And so what we're going to do today is, I want to show you the other side of this conversation. The phone numbers are 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 300-5720, or you text it at 422-4796. This is Garth Minard Roseboro, Remark, here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Remember, I told you, I'm a soldier in the war.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture directly to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Gas Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Classic.
Bring it on now. Let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not trying to be your hero, 'cause that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see.
And we are back. This is Remark here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, right here on this beautiful Sunday evening. I know it's hot. Not sure if the electricity has been restored to many of you here on the island of New Providence, but it was a lightning strike, I understand, that hit the main power plant. And unfortunately, we're all facing a very hot weekend. And so I know many of you may be miserable going to work tomorrow. You didn't get the full rest that you would have wanted for this weekend. And we pray that all goes well tonight, that power is restored and that you would be able to have your air conditioning or some cooling device to keep you cool. We're speaking today about the coveted coat and spoke a bit about Joseph and his experience with his brothers and how he ended up in Egypt, and due to escalating, you know, turmoil and hatred and envy and jealousy, that through it all, the experience, he ended up in a different land and did exceptionally well as the governor over that land, which was Egypt. Now, let's bring this into our Bahamian perspective. I spoke about yourself, you, the person who you've been through it all. People have targeted you, they have coveted, they have stripped you, and their intention was to diminish you, destroy you, and you're still alive, you're still surviving, and God is good. But there are other people, let's just say, from other countries that have faced the very same issue. When Bahamian people go through hardships and they become uncomfortable, there is a mindset that simply says, maybe I should leave the Bahamas and go to North America. Maybe I should journey and go to Canada. It may be better in those lands. Opportunity may abound much more if I were to do so. And so for places like America, North America, United States of America, there's an attraction to the country from as far as Chile in South America. You got Chile and Argentina and Brazil and Ecuador and Peru and, you know, you got Colombia and Venezuela, all those countries. They find a way over to America. You go to places like Panama and Costa Rica and Nicaragua and Belize, Mexico. Find a way to North America. You find places like Trinidad and Tobago and Curacao and places like Barbuda and places like Montserrat. You got places like Guyana, you got French Guyana, Dutch Guyana, British Guyana, you got the U.S. Virgin Islands, you got the British Virgin Islands, you got Puerto Rico, you got Jamaica, you got Cayman, you got Cuba, you got Bahamas, you got all these countries, Jamaica and them places, got all these countries attracted to America. You got Canadians attracted to America. And then you have some of those people who are also attracted to Canada. What you saying to me, man? You believe that all those people are leaving their country because they believe America and Canada is better than their country? And if that be the case, how is it that in America, they still brag about their home country and their flags and their nationality? It can't be a love for country that attracts them to America and Canada. It has to be the country itself who squeezed them out, made them uncomfortable to say, you know what? Maybe you need to try life on the other side away from these people who are holding you back. And so they take a chance, they take a risk to create opportunity to go to another country. This is the conversation here in the Bahamas about our very good brothers and sisters over in the island of Hispaniola, where there's the Dominican Republic on one side and there's Haiti or Haiti on the other side. They're human beings. They too feel as if I cannot remain on my island. I need to find a better place. It's you. It's you. It's you, Bob Marley said, I'm talking to. It's you who said it's better in the Bahamas. My God, somebody got to talk to me today. I know the phone line's down. I know transmission is limited today, but I can replay the show next week for y'all. Because I want y'all to hear us. Y'all said it's better here. And when they queried an family members in the Bahamas, hey, mademoiselle, huh? Philippe, eh? How is it in the Bahamas, man? What you expect these people to say? Boom, and boom, boom, boom. Huh? I reach here. I get job. I make in $150 a day, $150 US dollars a day, Mason. I make in $150 a day, carpenter. Huh? I make in $200 a day, electrician. Huh? You see in the paper where they say they come to be handyman. You don't understand. These people already found out that you people don't want to do the work. And then you say, oh, God, Roseboro, you talking foolishness. You must be one of them. You talk all kind of nonsense to me, man. Oh, you must be one of them. Oh, you must be PLP because you want to bring all these Haitians here. You must be, you must be, you must be, you must be. But you're talking. What you talking about? You still talking and people coming. While you talking, they coming. While you talking, they waking. While you talking, they getting a paycheck. While you talking, their bank account getting bigger and bigger and bigger. While you talking, they waking. Joseph left his father's land because why? Home was uncomfortable. They made it uncomfortable and situation had it that he had to move to a new land. And when he got to the new land, he was in charge. Y'all don't understand this yet. Y'all think God don't live in Haiti too, eh? Y'all think Haitian people ain't got no Jesus too, eh? The same God you call it on top of it. Oh, God can fix me. Oh, God can bless me. Oh, I didn't sow my seed. God is gonna enrich me and empower me and make me great. You think God ain't saying the same thing to them over in Haiti, eh? You think God ain't tell some of them jump on one little rickety boat and try and make your way to the Bahamas or jump on Bahamas there, come to the airport and try to establish yourself, eh? You think only y'all God has talked to me. I just talking straight to y'all, man, because y'all, like, y'all can't learn and y'all can't understand. Okay, let me fix this for y'all real quick. I'm so glad the 4-day working today so I can talk to y'all straight. You leave Port-au-Pay and you leave Port-au-Prince. Whether that's by boat, but these days they come in by plane. I ain't gonna fight you on that. They come in here. Their family, their friends, the government, the policemen, everybody make their life a living hell in Haiti. What you think them people gonna do? They got to get out. That's what people do. If you make my life a living hell in the Bahamas, I got to get out. I got to go somewhere else. That's what people do. They come here to the Bahamas. You know, Trump ain't playing that with you. You go there in America right now, ICE looking for you. You finish before you even start. So forget America right now. We're looking at Canada and we're looking at the Bahamas. I leave, I come here on a visitor's permit or whatever the case may be, because you thinking these people ain't no human beings. In Haiti, they doctors, they lawyers, they business people, they shop owners, they mechanics, they carpenters, they masons, they all kind of things in Haiti. But they ain't making no good living over there. And the minute they make something good of themselves, somebody in Haiti trying to chop them down too. You think they ain't trying to get chopped down too, eh? Let's get chopped down there too. So they come here to say, let me get away from these people. Let me try these people over here. And they so glad you ain't want to cut your own yard. They're so glad you don't want to lift no bucket of cement. They're so glad you don't want to pick up no saw and say you can saw some wood, or you can take some pliers and put some wires together and create electricity. They're glad. They're happy you don't want to do it, because why? You got to pay them. So tell me, God's Maynard Roseboro, today on Remark 96.9 FM. I ain't screaming, I ain't preaching. I'm just telling you straight. How the hell they get from Port-au-Pay and Port-au-Prince on a plane over here to Nassau, New Providence, Selinden Pillin Airport. In New Providence. Find some place to live. Put on clothes, go to church like everybody else. And on Monday morning, they on the job. I don't understand. You say, oh, they got any papers? Yeah, they need papers, but everybody ain't got no papers. And when I went to National Insurance on Carmichael Road, right there next to that Checkers restaurant down there, I see more Haitian in there than Bahamian people. The line was long. They paying their National Insurance. They paying their National Insurance. That means they working. They got income. You know, I never see no bunch of Haitian in the bank yet. They don't go to no bank. Bank what? They put their money in their little rock hole account, whatever the rock hole means, because it don't mean no literal rock hole no more. They got people who keep this money. And when they find the real estate may be $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, they three of them come together and they buy that, and they own that, and they share that until they get stronger. You don't understand what's going on here. I talk about Joseph and the coveted coat now, because these people leave their country with their coveted coat and came all the way here and finding their way to do better. If you think I talking fool, you explain to me when as a child I visited North Elufra Hatchet Bay Farm. I saw the cows. I saw the milk being produced. I saw all the produce and the fields of produce, and I saw success. How's it now that when I went back as an adult, I saw pristine, paradisical, a place where, man, Jesus, only the angels could come down and say, this is home. Now, when you go to the Brylan now, and North Elusora now, you better talk Creole. How that happened then? How they get from where they was, get past the defense force, get past the immigration people, and get into Nassau, and get on a boat, on Portiski Dock, the mail boat, and end up in Brylan, and got a house in Brylan, and living good in Brylan, better than me and you in Nassau. I want someone to explain that to me. I want someone to explain to me how they get a job down there. Because you can't get a job if the people doing their own work. But if everybody in Brylan who's Bahamian thing is big time, and they ain't got to work hard, and they can hire other people to do the work, That's why you got more Haitian in Bryland and more Haitian in Naughty Lucha than Bahamas. Because why? We let them in here to do what we don't want to do, like how Potiphar got Joseph to work in his house, because we ain't want to do the work ourselves. Now you see how Joseph get with Potiphar's wife? Because you is the Bahamian, and you ain't making no sense. You think your wife ain't looking at that good-looking Haitian fella who making some money? That coming next. If y'all don't know that, that coming next. I went to pay some insurance the other day on Shirley Street for a friend's car. You know, he loaned me the car. I said, if you loan me the car, the least thing I could do is pay the insurance and license of the car. I did that. But when I went there, I saw a slender young man. And you know, I was a straight man. I was a ladies' man. I got a good wife. But I went in there, and you know, I didn't know hating type of fellow, so I can tell you all the straight truth. And I listened to the man, and they're talking to the agent, and having a good time and good conversation. And I out in the lobby, and I waiting to take care of my business. So when the gentleman was leaving, I looked at him, I said, hey, my brother, you from Jamaica? You from Yardie? Because, you know, I went to school in Jamaica. I thought I detected a little accent, you know? I thought he was a Jamaican, you know? He said, no, man, he's from Haiti. I said, what? He said, yes, man. And he told me where he's from in Haiti. I said, but you kidding me? He said, yeah, man. I said, you play football? He said, no, man, I don't play football, man. But the fellow was so sharp. The fellow looked like a male model. Clean, cut, driving a nice car. I ain't saying all Haitians supposed to look bad and run down. I know they got some great-looking Haitian people. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to say to you that if you believe you're the best thing since sliced cheese, and only you and rocking the stage, and God got you so anointed and appointed that only you won't be blessed in this land, you got another thing coming. Because that covered the coke. Yes, you have one, but I want you to understand they got one too. The Filipino who come here, they got one too. The person from the Philippines, they got it. The Chinese, they got it. The European, they got it. The American, they got it. This is the place where God lives. And if this is where God is blessing, they are coming here for the blessing. And if you don't want to take the time to understand your purpose and where you're supposed to be, they will take it away from you. You don't have to blame the politician for that. That's on you. Let me tell you why. Yes, we want to respect legislation. Yes, we want to respect the judicial branch. Yes, we want to go ahead and respect the civil service and everything else. I understand that. I'm not disrespecting these people. But the truth be told is that the hatred, the malice, the envy, and the jealousy that we have between each other, that we don't want the next man to succeed or we don't want to help the other man along the way, is the very same reason why we as Bahamian people are losing our strength, value, and presence in this country. While I holding you down, the Haitian come there and buy the same building that you're trying to keep from me. The Chinese buy the same building. The Filipino buy the same building. The American buy the same key or island or get that real estate, that acre or two of land on the beach. While you hold me down, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Remark, 96.9 FM. Because that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness. Because that minus is too low to see.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, no, wait, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Cause that minus is too low to see.
And we are back. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark, your favorite Sunday show. And listen, man, we are jamming, even though I do believe that the electricity is still bringing forth a challenge throughout the island of New Providence. And so keep cool. We continue to encourage you to drink a lot of water and find your way to the beach if you must, and get some of that cool breeze. We're talking about the coveted coat. We spoke about Joseph, the challenges that he had, and the exaltation that God gave to him. We're speaking now about us here in the Bahamas and those that are coming to our shores who also have that same coveted coat, looking for opportunity in a different land. And we are watching these people rise to the top. They are in your immigration department. They are in your customs department. They are in your defense force. They're in your police force. They may even be in your parliament. They are everywhere. They are rising to the top. And while they are rising, you are complaining. You are talking. While they are working, and they are being paid. And so as we decrease, they are increasing. And I know that you have national pride. I know that this is not a beautiful conversation to have. But I am so glad that I can have this in full truth today. You see, I've come to realize that we continue to exercise ourselves on this merry-go-round. I listen to your conversations every 5 years. The same conversations. Who's in power? Who's me prime minister? Who's me the MP? What's wrong with immigration? What's wrong with crime? What's wrong with the health system? What's wrong with the road system? Why the lights can't stay on? What's wrong with the water sewage problems? I pray with cancel of flooding. What's wrong with Bahamas now? Why can't they be profitable? What's wrong with the Family Islands? Why can't they keep things going? The government must be stealing the money. The government must be corrupt. Same conversation. The last 30 years, the same conversations. While others are coming in, they're not saying anything. They don't say a word. You don't hear these people on no TV complaining about no light got off. You don't hear these people talking about no road mashup. You don't hear these people talking about no victimization. Y'all went ahead the other day. Let me tell you what y'all did. Y'all been complaining about these shanty towns for so long. The government came in and mashed up every shanty town they could find. Clay Sweden. Mash up every last one. Mash it up. You know what the baby will say? Yay! Yay! Good job! Go, Clay Sweden! Go, Clay Sweden! Go, Clay Sweden! Then after that, where them people gone? Now see, when you had them in the one little village, you could have go round them up and send them back home. Now you go and mash up the village, ain't send nobody home, and now they go and live somewhere. Where they living? Now you find out the person living next door to you in the Honda Accord. See, I got to talk straight to y'all. See, back in the day, I'm going to talk straight. H&M used to drive up with the biggest car you could find on the road, them big Buick, and them big Buick Skylark, and them big Cadillac Eldorado, and them big Cadillac car. Make sure that when you run into them, they ain't getting mashed up, eh? They hit you. They boys are grinning, and they keep driving. If you catch them, they ain't got no license and they ain't got no insurance. Huh? That's the Haitian yesterday. The Haitian today living next door to you. They driving Honda Accord, man. They got rims on that, eh? They got speakers and they got radio or whatever you call them thing. Huh? Bluetooth. Huh? The Haitian next door to you. I use it Haitian not because I looking down on no Haitian. I use it because y'all got a real problem with the Haitian. So y'all ain't talking about the Filipino. Y'all ain't talking about the Dominicans. Y'all ain't talking about the Americans. Y'all ain't talking about the Chinese or the Filipino. Y'all ain't talking about them. Y'all only want to talk about the Haitian. So I talk about Haitian now. The Haitian next door, when they dress, they got on Gucci slipper like you, eh? Mommy got Gucci. And guess what? Mommy don't work. You only hear what I say. Y'all women who got to go to work every day, mommy don't work. The husband is go out early in the morning, go to work and come home, and mommy's straight. She wearing Gucci and Versace and Louis Vuitton. Oh, jeez, I got to preach this thing to y'all. I said when Joseph left his father's land in discomfort, Joseph ended up in a place of total comfort as the governor of Egypt. When these people left over there in Haiti, to come to the Bahamas, they left a land that was uncomfortable to them and came here and they are establishing themselves in a place of comfort. You there sweating in your doggone house today. You can't turn on your air condition. Why? Because BPL is a problem. What you do? Or you suck in your teeth. Light off again. You call this progress? Huh? This is what we vote for? So complain about that then. But guess what? Next door to you, guess what Papi got? I talk about the Haitian man now. What Mommy got? I talk about the one next door now in the Gucci shoe. Guess what she got? They got generator. Jesus help me, Lord. They got generator. They burning AC while you sweating. While you talking. They figuring out how to live a life of comfort. I talk about the coveted coat. You have been given a coveted coat, but you wouldn't stay out of other people's business. And you getting into other people's business, you losing the value of your own coat. So other people come into your country and they assume the blessing of your coat, your covering. That's all I try to say to you people, man. You all need to start paying attention to the blessing that is before you and take charge of your surroundings. Or it's going to be taken away from you. I didn't come here to talk the strong today, but you know, once I get started, the phone ain't waking. Some of y'all can't hear me on the radio. So for those who will be listening to me, I pray if Chris is here next week, they replay this for you so you can hear this. That's if Guardian 96.9 FM allows us to be replayed, because it's a bit strong. But it's not meant to be no candy for you today. It's meant to be more of a medicinal herb to get you back on your feet and stop complaining and put your focus on what must be done to propel you and your family forward in this country. Complaining is not working. Challenging government is not working. I just got to say that. You got to find a way or find a loophole or some way to get around this to make some things happen for you and your family. If they cast you down into a pit, if they betray you to a foreigner and sell you off into captivity, if they have you laboring for a big man as a servant, if they have already cast you in the correctional center, Bahamas Correctional Center, falsely, I want you to hold your head. I want you to consider the plan that God has for you as they dip your coat into the blood to say you're gone, to say you're finished, to say we broke you down, we mashed you up. I want you to understand what I'm saying to you today, that you are still going to make it, but you got to stay the course. I had a friend call me this morning. You know, I'm going through some tribulations myself. I don't want you to think my life is without tribulations, without people casting me down, without people aspiring to mash me up. Oh, I've been doing this from I was born. I'm the product of a rape. I'm the product of someone who I should not have even been in existence, but I'm still here. People have mashed me now my entire life. I'm still here. And he said to me, man, what you're going through now, how's that working out for you? I said, you know what? Whatever the work is going to work. Whether the result in the eyes of man is good or the result is evil, this I will tell you, that at the end of the day, I will survive this and I will be better. I told him that. He says, you know, it's amazing you said that to me, because my cousin, I know his cousin, said she just went to the hospital and she had some pain in her body. And when they did the MRI, they found out she had a mass on her brain. Now, when you have a mass on your brain and they tell you, you have a mass on your brain, we got to figure what to do. You try to explain to me what type of news that is. That's the type of news where, number one, you can't help yourself. It's an internal issue. The doctor who has the expertise to be able to deal with that, he got to now figure out what to do. But you, of yourself, can't do nothing about that. So whenever you're going through your problems and you can't do nothing about it, sometimes you just got to let it go and let the purpose and the coat that was dipped in the blood take care of you. That's all I'm trying to say to you today. You've already been born in the Bahamas. You got a passport. Your mommy, your daddy's Bahamian. You then born in a house. Huh? You then been to church. You know all these things. How could you possibly go wrong? You know how you go wrong? Because you're distracted and you're minding other people's business. Stop minding other people's business. Stop being a part of the negative choir and try to cast down other people. Just go ahead and focus on what you need to do. Stop sweating when the light go off and go try to figure a way to go buy yourself a generator. The Haitian didn't do it. Why you can't do it? The mass on the brain. When the mass on the brain, you don't care what type of car you drive. You don't care what your street address is or what type of house you got. You don't care if you got a boat. You don't care what type of clothes you got in your closet. I got Gucci. I got Versace. Huh? I got Louis Vuitton. Huh? I got Rolex. Huh? I drive Mercedes Benz. I drive BMW. I have electric car. When your body turns on you, the only thing you pray you got left is that coat that is dipped in the blood to say you're gone, because you know that's the coat who's going to take you to success and restored health. I just being real with you. Mass on the brain. This week on Guardian Radio Today, I had one Dr. Samadi here, brought in by one Peter Outen. And we had a great show. But you don't want to hear of all the success stories I heard and people of just practicing total celebration and elation and joy. And oh my gosh, he's heaven sent. You know there's some professionals who was dismayed. You're costing us some money. Doesn't that sound familiar to you in the Bible? Jesus, you come in here, you try to heal these people, you're costing us some money. You're trying to make us broke. And the only thing people really got to do is do their job, you know. Do the job well. If you do your job well and you have success stories to give to us, then that means that your coat has already been dipped in the blood. But if you're a crook, like a lot of y'all is crook, y'all ain't got no heart. Y'all ain't got no compassion. Y'all don't have no soul. Y'all will bring people in your office day after day after day and take every dime you got and watch people die. And you could have helped them. Cold. This is the type of country we living in. This is the type of country that you say is better. Well, the foreigner coming in here with his coat, and he finding ways to make it happen. If we here focus on those people who keep us down, then we will never find success or healing. This is why people like Peter Outen got to go outside to find success and find help and find healing. What part of that people don't understand? When you know who you are, what you are, when you know that you are fighting against the pricks, your coat, your coveted coat dipped in blood is what's going to bring you through. This country of ours is a blessed place. Why we have so many horror stories, I can't say. It's amazing to me. Everybody won't be bougie. Everybody won't be aristocratic. Everybody won't be muck-a-muck and big boss. Where we get this money from? Where? Someone tell me where. The tourists come on the boat. They don't spend no money. Not them. I don't care how much millions of them come on that boat. I don't care what nobody tell me, but how many millions of people coming on that boat. That don't impress me. That never has impressed me. When you talk about tourist numbers to me, you got to tell me how much people come to St. Linda Pillin Airport. That's what you got to tell God, Roseborough. Who's staying in the hotels here? That's what you got to tell God, Roseborough. Because those are the people who spend some money. We got to find a way to get those people who stay at those hotels to come over the hill and spend some money with us. That's the type of money I'm talking about. But them cruise ship people, I don't know if they come here, look, and then say, okay, I can fly back here and spend 3-4 days in the Bahamas. I don't know. But they come off the boat and they don't want to spend no money. They go down to the port. They go down past the Sheraton British Colonial Hotel. They go down there past the other hotel there. They go down there to the beach. and they may buy treacle lick and sit on the beach all day. Treacle lick for $8. There's three of them and they party. And then they go back to the boat 4 o'clock. Y'all satisfied with that, eh? I don't want to see no tourists in this country. If you ain't spending no money, what the hell you come here for? I need to come check me out. This ain't no check me out country. This country here is for people who wear a covenant coat dipped in blood, who's interested in success. And so if that model is not working, then it means you got to find another model. That's how I think. But y'all make me into the bad guy, say he talks too much. He's trying to awaken the consciousness of the Bahamian people. And then the people whose consciousness I try to wake, y'all also say, why he don't shut up? He think he know everything. I don't think I know everything. I just know I've heard enough sad stories of people who want to make it and can't make it because we, the Bahamian people, are not encouraging them to make it. When we have our school system, the people from Haiti and around the world, the children come here to our public schools. Who pays the taxes? Let me hear this. Who paid the taxes for those schools? Whose money was used to go ahead and renovate those classrooms for the upcoming month of September? The foreigner arrives here in August. Children got to go to school in September. Whose money that is that opened that school? Let me hear this. When the child goes into school, you got 33 children in the classroom. When it should only be about 25, you know, 20 to 25 would be a decent size, but because of overpopulation, we got about 33 to 35 in one classroom. Let's just call it that. And out of the 35 students, or 33 students, or be decent guys and be nice, and say 30 students, you try to tell God, Bernard Roseboro, that the foreign student could come in my country, into the classroom, and be the number one student in the class. Number one, A in chemistry, A in biology, A in physics, A in applied science, A in computer science, A in grammar, A in English, A in geography, A in social studies, A in physical education, A in religion, A. Number one in the classroom, the public school that we established and we invested in and we paid for. And they come from another country into your classroom and they're number one. And we say, how come they just get all the better jobs? How they get in immigration? How they get in customs? How they get to be doctor? And how they get to be lawyer? How they get to be psychologist? How they get to own them shop? Where they get their money from? Would you let your child be a dummy? God, I almost wanted to cuss just now. Thank you, Jesus, on the Son, I ain't cuss just now. You letting your child be a dummy? You wouldn't sit your child down and say, listen to me. Mommy has had an experience where mommy had to get on her knees, pray, ask God to provide, and to bless you, my child, to be a child of promise and purpose and principle and everything decent under the sun. You know what you do? You buy your child a Clarks shoe, so he didn't think he's something bigger than life. He wearing Clarks. Got on his socks, wearing his pants, the tight pants, and then the pants are dropping out of the backside. And then got on a nice clean shirt. He got his hair nappy up, but he's a good-looking little boy. You know, we make sure we ain't had no copulation or no intercourse with nobody who can make the child black and scrubby. We make sure we get someone who got a little bit of light skin, so the child covered a little bit with light skin and a little bit of good hair. I talking straight. Going to school looking like, you know, top of the class in terms of appearance by the standard of the streets of the Bahamas. And the boy dumb as grits. Dumb as grits. Dumb, 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 dumb. All the grades of F and D, F and D, F and D, F and D, F and D. All the grades. And all you concerned about is, oh, he's so good looking, eh? My child. You're a dumb child. Dumb child. Letting the whole nation down. Dumb. You got your little daughter there, and I see some pretty little children. Y'all, one of the baby, y'all know how to make some pretty children. I see your little pretty little children, your little girl. She wearing them name brand shoes. She ain't want no regular shoe. Her purse is name brand purse. They ain't want no purse where they ain't cost less than $200. This in school, you know. You got on your little nice little shirt, and she got it. How they fold up their little sleeves to make them look a little bit more attractive. And they got the nice little ponytail to make them look so dainty and attractive as if God is smiling upon them. They look so innocent. Huh? Children of the devil. Dumb. Going to school, dumb, ain't learning nothing except beauty. They just want to know how to fix up themselves. False eyelash and all, maybe that's all they need to know. Oh, she say she can be a cosmetologist. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with being a cosmetologist. Don't get me wrong. You make a lot of money as a cosmetologist. But if everybody can be a cosmetologist, who the hell can run the doggone country, man? How you going to be like Lachelle Adderley and be the president of the Senate? How you going to be like the Madam Speaker of the House? Miss Patricia DeVoe. How you going to be like the Governor General? Like Lady Dr. Cynthia Mother Pratt. How you going to be like the Commissioner of Police? Like Commissioner Shante Knowles. How? We can't allow all the children to go to school and be dumb. Your child's so dumb they can't even be a cosmetologist. They can't be an upholsteress. What you think will happen to this young lady if she don't do her schoolwork? If she don't find the discipline to do her schoolwork so that the coat, the coveted coat that was dipped in the blood, could put her on a track of purpose. Now see a good-looking little fella with his hair nappy, wearing them nice, good clothes. Oh, they look so good together. Two dummies look good together. And a negative and a negative still equal a positive because the child can come out looking good and still dumb. And you want to know why people come from another country into your country and elevate into governorship. Into rulership, into responsibilities. I just want to say to y'all, I know I'm talking strong today, talking plenty. I must be talking to myself. But I try to encourage you. I'm not talking down to you. I'm not talking against you. I'm trying to bring recognition to the subject matter so that we can look at each other with respect and dignity and say, you know what? We can do this. We have been purposed for this. We have been anointed and appointed for this. We are the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We are the most intelligent, the smartest, the greatest, the most noble, dignified, loving, empathetic, sympathetic people in the world. This mean spirit we got with envy and jealousy, we got to stop it. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I got to take another quick break before we end the show. But Chris Pederman, I'm so glad today that I was able to get this out of my system. We'll be right back.
I'm a soldier in the war of poverty.
always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texan, Texan, Texan.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You try to rest, but we're the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see. Yeah.
And we are back. This is Remark here on Sunday, your favorite Sunday show, 96.9 FM. And, you know, I just had to remind you of your nobility. You know, your noble status, your royalty. And I will be here tomorrow, God's willing, from 2 to 4 p.m. for Guardian Radio Today. I already understand that I'm certain that when you tune into Morning Blend in the morning, that there are going to be a barrage of calls to deal with the electrical situation in the country, in New Providence. And I'm sure that you are very upset, and rightfully so. You should be irritated. The electrical grid is something that will have to be addressed when it comes to sub-power stations, backup systems, some solar backup systems. I'm sure you people, you all got all the answers. Y'all people are sharp. You got this all down pat as to how much it should cost and where the government should get the money from and make all these things happen. But I do believe we've been talking about this for the last 15 years at least. And it's sickening to know that we're still talking about it. And hopefully with this talk of progress that we will have it resolved. And so tomorrow, I was about to have a conversation with you to allow you to speak to the governance of the country. It's been a while since I've allowed you to have a political conversation on Guardian Radio Today. And I was going to bring in my cousin, Floyd McPhee. He's from a descendant of Meghwana. And Floyd is an extremely strong-minded person. He has a very strong voice. He says that he does not have a political leaning. I'm not sure Blue Johnson will be joining me as well, who's also an independent, to have a balanced discourse as to where we are politically today, having just come from the discussion of the budget. But for today, I just want to thank you all for tuning in to Remark. I am still here. I don't want to say to you what tomorrow is going to look like, but I am still here. I'm doing my best to be here with you every Sunday from 5 to 6:30. It's not easy for me. I could never truly express my gratitude to you as much as you deserve that gratitude for keeping my company. But I also am not able to explain to you how difficult it is at times for me to be here. But I'm here. And I try to be here for you Mondays and Thursdays as much as possible. And I hope that today's show have been an encouragement to you more than a discouragement. Please, I as a person am not interested in tearing down any one particular person. I am simply here to encourage us all to do better. I know we can. I know we have the potential to do so. If we humble ourselves and we listen, we can move forward and be successful in building this country. And so today, your coveted coat has been dipped in blood. And in the Christian understanding, the blood of Jesus. For those of you who are not Christian, it has been dipped in a symbolic mass that promises you success. And so I pray today that as we separate, that you will be mindful and reminded of your significance and a contribution that you will make as we continue to build together. This is Remark, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It has been a great conversation. I love you all. God bless you. Until next time, see you tomorrow, Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Guardian Radio Today. Take care.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. I'm not trying to be your hero, 'cause that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low.